Environmental risks. Environmental risks include regulatory compliance risks, trade barriers, trade wars, duties/tariffs, weather, natural disasters, fires, pandemics, geopolitical risks, political turmoil, appropriation, labor disruptions, economic downturns, wars, terrorism, product tampering, and vandalism risks. Regulatory compliance risks. Organizations must comply with all applicable international, national, regional, and local regulations and be able to prove compliance. Regulations exist to protect consumers, workers, community economies, investors, the environment, fair competition, and the general public. These regulations may limit the scope of activities that can be performed. They may require the use of safety or environmental protection equipment in facilities or vehicles. They may require an organization to track certain materials, for example, conflict minerals, back to their source and forward to customers, and to report on the material's use. Compliance failures create a risk of fines, jail time for employees, or facility shutdowns. Some regulations exist to encourage certain behavior rather than deter it, and there is also a risk of failing to take advantage of these incentives. Categories of compliance risk include compliance with supplier codes of conduct, supplier high-risk audits, restricted materials, and raw material certifications. Supplier codes of conduct have contractual requirements for both the supplier and the buyer. This includes compliance with human rights, such as those expressed in Social Accountability Standard SA 8000. Supplier high-risk audits are used to ensure suppliers use proper health and safety practices. Restricted material compliance can relate to government restrictions on use of scarce, hazardous, dual-use, or materials sourced using human rights violations. Raw material certifications can relate to product claims or documentation requirements, such as organic, genetically modified, or compliant with product purity certifications. Common responses to regulatory risks include reviews of regulations at all levels prior to developing a new facility location or entering a new market. When several locations are being considered, the advantages or disadvantages these create can be used as part of the site selection criteria. Organizations also need to monitor their own and their suppliers' regulatory compliance by using compliance audits. Proper record keeping is a primary control. Some activities like hazardous waste incineration need to be monitored by a third party to help prove compliance. Trade barrier, trade war, and duty/tariff risks. Trade barriers and trade wars can result in trade with some nations becoming unprofitable due to onerous duties, tariffs, or non-tariff trade barriers. If the market cannot bear a price that is profitable after these costs and barriers are accounted for, the organization may need to stop competing in that market. Weather, natural disaster, fire, and pandemic risks. Weather events, fires, and other natural disasters are natural risks that can cause loss of goods and property damage, temporary interruption of services, and/or disruption of business continuity. Pandemics are another type of disruption. Contracts typically have clauses addressing allowed temporary suspension of contract performance for all parties in specific situations outside the control of the organizations. Similarly, it is important to understand insurance contract details to know when insurance would and would not provide a benefit. While there are differences due to jurisdiction and contract/insurance language, generally the situation would need to be deemed truly unpredictable for such clauses or insurance benefits to go into effect. Failure to take proper preparations or acts of negligence are also common exceptions. Responses to such risks include careful crafting of contract clauses in insurance, appropriate facility design, proper facility and equipment maintenance, wise selection of trade routes, transportation modes and carriers, and geographic diversification. Geopolitical risks. Geopolitical risks include political turmoil, government appropriation of land, assets, or businesses, labor disruptions, economic downturns, for example, currency devaluation, and wars. These are all external risks that cannot be controlled and could result in asset losses, capacity constraints, or labor limitations. These risks usually need to be accepted or avoided. They cannot be transferred since insurers will rarely cover these risks. An organization may choose to avoid doing business in a particular country if the risk is too high. Terrorism, product tampering, and vandalism risks. Environmental risks that are external and human-induced include acts of terrorism, product tampering, and vandalism. Terrorism creates risks for employees, business assets, and surrounding communities. Responses include maintaining proper warehouse and transportation security and using tamper-resistant or tamper-evident product packaging.